Before we do our devotional, we've got our fifth Sunday, the 30th, so let's be mindful of that. It seems like we just had one. It's going fast. So keep that in mind. And also November 12th, we're going to begin our 1 p.m. early Bible class for those who can't drive at night. So I want to throw that out there to you. Just a real quick devotional from the book of James. I just want to talk about the meekness of wisdom. So in James, the third chapter, see, James, he spoke about wisdom that comes from above, and he clearly said, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." That's James 3 and verse 13. Right? Let him show his works in the humility or meekness of wisdom, depending on your translation. And to me, that's a very powerful statement. Right, wisdom is humble, it's mild. You know, wisdom doesn't get in people's face. You know, it doesn't tear down others. In fact, here James calls earthly wisdom unspiritual, demonic. Earthly wisdom is when people, they have that bitter jealousy, that selfish ambition. And he says where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice in verse 16. So jealousy, selfish ambition are clearly condemned. They lead to disorder, vile practices, and there's zero room for jealousy and self-gain at the cost of others. And so James counters this with what godly wisdom is. Look at verse 17. But the wisdom above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Right? And this is the absolute opposite of jealousy and selfish ambition. Godly wisdom puts others first. It has the fruit of the Spirit. And when we use wisdom from above, the results are tremendous. Let me read verse 18 and we'll have our invitation. And he says, "And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make it." So let us be peacemakers who rely upon wisdom from above. If you're here this evening and you are subject to the gospel invitation, we're going to sing a song in a moment. And that's giving you time to consider where you are and what you need to do in response to the gospel call. You need to love God. You need to believe in who Jesus is, willingness to repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be immersed in water for the removal of your sins. So if you haven't done that, time to do that. If you have any other needs spiritually, we'd love to help you, encourage you, pray with you, pray for you. Whatever it is you might need, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.